Well, Nicole, I know one of your favorite tournaments in recent years. Unfortunately, couldn't be played last year, but back to French Lick, the French Lick Resort, the Petai Golf Course, and the Senior LPGA Championship, and it's got to be a thrill to be playing tournaments again this year.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be playing tournaments again and to be back here at French Lick, especially in the summertime, because in the past it's been in October and the weather hasn't been great, so I'm more of a hot player. So I'm really enjoying the weather and the golf course, and just, you know, being able to compete at this level is so much fun.
Well, I think your best finish was when it was here that one year in July, and it was nice and toasty outside, kind of like today.
You're exactly right. It was toasty in July. The course was hard and fast, and I think I finished seventh. And then since then, I haven't really done it that great. So maybe I can tomorrow shoot a really good score and move up the leaderboard.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us about your adventurous round today. It even started with you scrambling on the equipment side.
So we had a really bad rainstorm yesterday, and I thought my clubs were not wet. I thought they were, during the rainstorm, they were in the cart, under the cover, under the awning, and so I had no idea that they totally got sopping wet. So when I went to warm up on the range today, everything was soaked. So I spent more time drying my clubs off than I did warming up. And then after I started warming up, my sand wedge, my favorite club that I use all the time when I teach, it's like the only club I ever practice with, snapped in half at the grip end. So I am out my 54 degrees Callaway sand wedge. So I was scrambling to find a replacement before I teed off. So it was a little dramatic, to say the least, but I made it through.
Yeah. Well, about 90 degrees today, and I'm sure it was probably just as warm yesterday. Tell us how the golf course is playing, and do you like 90 better than 48?
I like 90 degrees way better than 48. As long as you're drinking enough water, then really it's not that big a deal. So you're hot, but you can manage. I hate being cold because you don't feel athletic and you feel all those layers of clothes on and the wind howling. So right now it's so calm. There's barely any wind to keep us cool. So just getting through the heat is really a challenge, but you know, as long as I'm hydrated and eating and drinking enough, I think that it's easier to deal with.
You know, the winning tradition continued at Mistwood this week, a stellar victory for Andy Mickelson. Your thoughts on seeing Andy being able to pull that off?
Yeah, he's amazing. He's really an inspiration, and it's kind of fun because, you know, it helps me want to play well because he's playing well. So, you know, when we are super competitive, us golf pros. So if a couple people are playing good at the golf course, we want to play better. Even though we're not in the same tournaments, it really inspires me to keep up with him. So I love that. And, you know, his game, he says, has been struggling all year, but you just, you know, golf's a crazy game. So as long as the lows don't get too low and the highs don't get too high, we can play good golf.
Well, I do have to tell you, I think if you're looking for Andy the next couple weeks, you might find him in the Sam Putt lab, because he had numerous putts inside of 15 feet that didn't find the hole. And there was a lot of facial expressions that, you know, you almost wonder if a guy's about ready to take that putter right over his knee. But anyway, he hung in there and won, and I'm sure everybody at Mistwood's proud of him. And also Frank Hohenadel going to the Club Pro Championship with his, I believe, fifth place finish.
Fantastic. I wasn't aware of that. Okay.
So both Andy and Frank will be going
awesome.
To the National Club Pro next year.
Way to represent Mistwood. I love it.
Yeah.
So now I really have to move up the leaderboard.
Yeah.
If I make some putts, that would be helpful, because my putter has been not very hot. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the first day I really hit the ball well, and I should have been a lot better than one over. Mm-hmm. And today I scrambled nicely, but tomorrow maybe it'll all come together.
Well, I know that you played really well at the U.S. Senior Women's Open. And was it helpful having a tournament of that stature just a couple weeks before this one?
Definitely. I mean, most of the ladies here were playing there as well. But, you know, when you teach all day long, you don't get to play much, and you don't get to play any competitive golf. So playing competitive golf is different than just playing for fun. I mean, generally, I normally do better when I'm playing competition. So, but it is a little nerve-wracking, and when you're not used to it, you kind of have to get in the feel of things again. So it was definitely a good preparation. I just wish that I would make more putts. Like, I putted way better at the U.S. Open than I did here.
Do you have another tournament? Is this, this isn't it for the year, is it?
This is it. I think this is it. I might play in like a partner tournament in December, but you know, it's not like a big deal. So this is it.
No more legend pro-ams or anything like that on the schedule?
Nothing. The one legend pro-am that was scheduled got canceled because of coronavirus, COVID. That's about it. Yep. So I'm going to enjoy it while it lasts.